I had gone to see a Henry Cartier Bresson retrospective here in Tampa. No, they did not have any photos of Bhagavan, but they did have a photo of a white peacock with Arunachala in the background. And that must have been taken at the ashram. Anyway, upon returning, I was browsing the internet and found an article which included the following interesting description. Among his dearest friends in India, with whom he lived and travelled, were the dancer Chandralekha and the artist-designer Dashrath Patel, with whom he had an extraordinary photograph taken in an Ahmedabad studio, both of them sitting on the plywood facade of a Vespa scooter and waving their respective lakes. Cartier-Bresson's special bonding with Chandralekha dates back to that moment in 1950, when both of them were in Tiruvannamalai, Tamil Nadu, during the last days of Ramana Maharishi. They were among the hundreds of thousands of people who were witness to the meteor of light that streaked across the sky as Ramana Maharishi breathed his last. Chandralekha gasped, "Look, look, look." Poet Haridranath Chattopadhyaya shouted, "Mark the time, mark the time." Henry Cartier-Bresson bellowed, 9:13. They continued to meet sporadically many years later in 1996, when Cartier-Bresson and his photographer wife, Martin Frank, came to watch Chandralekha rehearse her production of Yantra at the Avignon Festival. He wrapped his arms around her and told the assembled group of dancers, musicians, and festival directors, "We have a special friendship. We saw the light together." About Chandralekha's work itself, he was effusive. "Slowness is the only luxury we have left. What I have seen today is a total rejection of the Western world. Your work will cleanse the eyes of the people who see it." Here is the link to the article, www.newwind.org/columns/essays/2004/10/01/Cartier-Bresson. In Bhagavan, Rohit Vaidya, Tampa, Florida.